Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Now here's the thing. In Minneapolis, kids between the ages of 2 and 5 have to show a negative COVID lab test to enter a restaurant. Yeah. Kids too young to be vaccinated are not exempt. Can't be an at-home test. You got to go to a lab. These people are morons. This is the stupidest. Show us your papers. Everything, every other effort at this has failed. All these businesses are going to be hurt by these government policies. I like what some commenters said. They said, you'll also need 6 hairs from a lab certified unicorn and a handwritten letter from the Queen of England. Or what about, new study suggests a boot stamping on a human face forever may help prevent the spread of coronavirus. So you, if you're fully vaccinated, why are you worried about an unvaxxed baby? Because the unvaxxed baby can't even actually physically, anatomically carry the virus as a reservoir due to physical maturation. Science, how does it work? I mean, that's so, kids who are, have no symptoms and who are not sick, who are you going to go spend that money to go get tested so you can go get some infinite breadsticks at Olive Garden? For real, is that what you're going to do? Sorry, kids, we got to go to the lab and spend a buttload of money to get y'all tested before we can go and have infinite stick at Olive Garden. Really? When you're here, you're here. Olive Garden. By the way, vaccinated people can still get and transmit the virus. So why are we doing this? The transmission of the virus is only okay if you're vaccinated. I love the theory that your vaccination only works if someone else is also vaccinated, yet you could both can transmit it to each other. And also if you both wear completely worthless and useless face panties. It's like how people think that a piece of cloth over your gun makes that gun safer. Right? It's like a shroud. Thou must put the holy shroud on thy face to prevent the ghost germs from coming out. This is so ridiculous. First off, can I just be real? I'm sure Minneapolis is lovely. I don't like super cold places. I am not a cold kind of person. I don't like being in the cold. I don't like snow. I don't find snow activities fun because you have to put on a bunch of clunky stuff and you feel like Ralphie's little brother from A Christmas Story. And anything where you have to take off multiple layers to use the restroom is ridiculous, in my opinion. And you can't hardly move, and it's not fun. I hate snow to death. Hate it. And I don't like cold places. So I'm just saying, Minneapolis is kind of cold, right? So why are you doing this to people? Why? Isn't this like the sad time of year, the seasonal something disorder? Isn't that what that is?
Yeah, seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, it's like where people are just sad. So it's after Christmas. You have Valentine's Day, which just is dumb. And so it's just sad.
I think scientifically, yes. Monday is the saddest day of the year. That's what it says on the internet. And they're always right.
The internet is completely right. Believe everything you read on it, in fact. So now people have got the sads. They're in Minneapolis where it's cold. They can't even go to a restaurant unless they get their... They're totally not able to transmit the virus unvaccinated baby vaccinated or tested, rather. You have to show a negative test to come and eat at Cece's Pizza. You got to go get your kids vaccinated before you can come into the Golden Corral. Look, I'm going to tell you something. I don't do buffets. Sidebar. The last time I was at a buffet, I legit saw some kids stick their finger in it after they were. I'm not kidding you. It sounds like a made up story. Hands to sky. It's not. It was the chocolate fountain. I'm like, I can never do this again. I don't like food that's been around other people and I haven't seen what they've been doing around it. Just like I won't eat food out of a kitchen I haven't seen. I don't eat buffets. Dana doesn't do buffets. I have rules about food. I don't share it. I don't eat food from a kitchen I haven't seen. And I don't do buffets because it's weird, right? You got to have that stuff covered and sealed if it's in a public setting. I'm just weird about it. That's why, like, if you go to places where they got sandwiches or pasta, hell no. Give me some chips. I don't even eat. I'm not even a big chip eater, but I'm going to do that before. Because germs, right? Isn't that what we're all talking about? We're all worried about germs?
Yeah.
Jeez. This is just stupid. So yeah, what's going to happen with restaurants? This is the craziest thing ever. And you can't do the at-home test. PCR test will show that you're positive for like 3 months.
I gotta say, this weekend we have a reservation in D.C. to go watch football, and all of my friends have to bring their vax passes. We're supposed to get snow, and we've all already had it. So it's like, what are we doing here?
That's dumb. I'd rather stay home and drink better liquor, cheaper, and watch the game.
I'm with you.
I am a hobbit. Like, you have to coax me out of my house with something, right? You either have to put, like, I'm like E.T., but instead of Reese's Pieces, just put, like, beef tips out and lure me out of my hobbit hole. Because I think I've just grown, the older I get, the more cantankerous I get. And I'm just like, I'm not going to go where some mixologist is going to have, like, some, I'm just not going to do it. And your food better be fantastic, or it better be a really good event. And I'm very Sebastian Maniscalco about going to people's houses. He did this whole bit about how him and his wife went to a friend's house, and everybody had to take off their shoes. And he said he was standing there with grown ass men who were all in their sock or bare feet, and it was weird. I agree with you. So I just would rather avoid the hassle, stay home, and I can play on my Xbox, and I can do what I want to do and not be bothered, right? And just do what I want to do and be like Greg Fokker. I'm not giving up my bag. So it just aggravates me. It just completely aggravates me with this stuff. And now the mask thing. It's so dumb. I was at my doctor's office, just like, you know, your annual well visit yesterday. And they're like, oh, you got to wear your masks. But I noticed that everybody touches the same pins. You have to touch a pin. You got to touch the same buttons to pay. You got to do all this stuff. But make sure you wear that face panty that does not a damn thing. But go ahead and touch everything else, you know. Get your hands all over it. Pick your nose and then touch the buttons. Like, where's the consistency? If I'm forced to, when I go into a doctor's office, wear a face mask, I will not pin it around my nose. I will make it fit on my face as stupidly as possible. I make sure it's crooked and everything. I am a brat about it. And then they just look at me. And you can tell by the look whether they're like, we get it. Or whether they're, you know, a mask Nazi. You can tell. Somebody goes, yes, Minneapolis is a hellhole. This is our listener, Polly Girl, who I'm pretty sure she probably is in Minneapolis. She's like, yes, it's horrible. It is. But hey, make sure you go and spend the money to get a PCR test that's going to show that you're positive for up to 3 months. So you can go and have Olive Garden. Is there a restaurant there worth going through that hassle for? There is not a restaurant worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
The only restaurant that I would maybe even consider it for, but not really. I lied. I wouldn't even. But that I would even allow the thought to pop in my head is either Bob's Steakhouse in Dallas or Burns in Tampa, Florida. And only because Burns is weird and you have dessert in a wine barrel. Like, you literally sit in it. That's the only thing. And I once saw drunk Debbie Wasserman Schultz outside. Wasted. Barely knew her name. She was always nice to me, but I mean, I could have, like, if I would have just, you know, blown in her general direction, she would have tipped over. But that was really funny. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So why even go? Team USA is advising athletes that are heading to the Beijing Olympics to leave their phones at home. They're saying you might want to get a burner phone so you can avoid, as a precaution, so you can avoid against avoid any possible surveillance. If you have to get a burner phone to go and compete in China because you're afraid of being spied on by, you know, the Wu flu origin, then maybe we should reconsider going to this dog and pony Victorian freak show. For the love, this is, I'm not, why would, I wouldn't go if I was the best athlete in the world and I knew I was going to get 5,000 medals. There's no way I'd go to this. Because they're, because, you know, well, China is, you know what? That's right. Oh, goodness. This town, for some reason, requires residents to remove their appendix to live there. This is weird, dude. So, they said that this one American town requires prospective residents to literally remove their appendix. It's Villas Las Estrellas. It's one of two civilian settlements on the frozen continent where people can reside for years instead of weeks or months, and an appendectomy is required. It's in Chile. It's on King George Island, and they have about 100 inhabitants. And it's they it's a pretty Spartan settlement, and everything looks like it's a trailer and a giant canvas tent. And the preemptive extraction, they said that the nearest hospital is over 625 miles away. So if you get appendicitis, you have to have immediate surgery, that you're not going to happen. And by the way, people are also told to not get pregnant. I don't think I would want to go here. Because, like, what if I want some tacos? I don't think they have those. I mean, to say nothing of the appendicitis, I'm not even concerned about that. Come on. The GOP finally finds its brass on dealing with the idiotic presidential debate commission. The RNC says they're keeping the GOP presidential candidates from participating in debates sponsored by this commission. Because the commission is ridiculous, that's why, and it's incredibly biased. Former Miss Universe Olivia Culpo is calling out American Airlines. She was wearing biker shorts and a sports bra, and they said they wouldn't let her board because it was inappropriate, and she had a fit about it. It's because it's underwear! Jeebus, don't dress like a skank and maybe you won't have a problem. Look, you can be pretty and also realize that bras and panties are undergarments. Stick with us. A Quebec judge suspended an unvaccinated father's visitation rights with their kids. I'm sorry, but Quebec's government sounds like a bunch of D-bags. I'm not sorry. They sound like a bunch of D-bags. I'm not sorry. Why would I be sorry for what they're doing? It's unfortunate for them. A Quebec father has temporarily lost visitation rights with his child because he is not vaccinated. Superior Court Justice Sébastien Villancourt ruled that the order was given to protect the 12-year-old child who is double vaxxed, a bistad, given his father's status. So the kid's vaccinated, but his vaccination doesn't work because the dad's not vaccinated? You morons, is that the correct? The dad said, yes, I'm not vaccinated. He's not a conspiracy theorist. He's a healthy dude. He's just healthy. He did his own risk assessment. And Quebec's government decided to get involved. Can you imagine? This is not based on science. It is not at all based on science. Now, did you hear what Fauci had said the other day? Which you didn't, because you probably don't listen to him. I do, just in case he says something crazy. Which is usually everything. He did a fireside chat with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Why? Why are you working with a policy org? And that makes zero sense. But he did say at one point, the quote that he said was this. This is his direct quote. Omicron, with its extraordinary, unprecedented degree of efficacy of transmissibility, will ultimately find just about everybody. Those who have been vaccinated and vaccinated and boosted would get exposed. Some, maybe a lot of them, will get infected, but likely, with some exceptions, do reasonably well and not having hospitalization and death. Look, he goes, the people who are unvaccinated get this, the brunt of this. I'm going to tell you guys something right now. That is not my experience. And I have more than probably 30 people that I know. Everyone, every single person who has been vaccinated and double vaccinated and even boosted who got Omicron had the exact same duration and severity of symptoms as me. And I did not get vaccinated because I did my own risk assessment. And it's my business and nobody else's business. And if anybody has a problem with it, you can write a letter to kiss@myasnakes.com. I don't care. I did my own risk assessment. And I probably talked to my doctors. I am healthier and more of a germaphobe than the people criticizing me could ever hope to be. You can eat off my floors. And I have dogs. You can eat off my floors. No joke. Do you know anyone else that like wipes down their trash cans clean right like weekly? Do you know people who do this? I got my mother's neurosis for vacuuming my vacuum regularly. You know how difficult that is to do? I do it. I'm crazy. Sidebar. When we moved my oldest son into his dorm, their dorm rooms had these in-window air conditioners, and I came with like a whole batch of stuff. I have a friend who's very natural, who I make fun of this, but I do so in good spirit. She is a crystals and oils person. She's one of those. She legit, I don't even know how that works, but she keeps crystals around her, and I call her Indiana Jones and the crystal skull. So she was laughing hysterically at me over this because I had like the Clorox, but I said everything. I took apart the room. I don't care if they say they clean them. I took apart that air conditioning. I was soaking stuff in bleach. I took apart everything. Then I was like, wait a minute. I watched the other kid be moving into their room. I'm like, I need to take apart your air conditioner because you're next to my child and you could get something from this nasty air conditioner. I'm gonna have to take apart your air conditioner clean. Next thing I know, I'm cleaning everybody's. I can't deal with it. I can't deal. I'm like, I don't know you and this is weird, but I'm gonna come in and take apart your air conditioner. Sorry. I can't. I am like that level. And I made my own risk assessment. I don't need anybody else's validation as to if I want an expert opinion, I'm gonna go ask a doctor. I'm not gonna go ask some dumbass pundit on MSNBC. I'm not going to go and listen to somebody on CNN. I'm not going to listen to a bureaucrat. I was raised to be a thinker. And really an autodidact, which is completely unappreciated, except that's ultimately what founded this country. But I digress. So this whole situation with the vaccinated, unvaccinated, etc., everybody's going to get this. And all the people that I know that had Omicron that were vaccinated or double vaxxed and boosted and everything else, we had the exact same level of for the exact same amount of time, the exact same severity of symptoms. They were no better. The idea, here's the other thing. The idea that you're going to use that argument that the vaccine, which was designed for the original strain, that without any kind of sequencing of the genome, that it's going to be applicable to any other mutation when that's never happened in medicine. Use the flu strains. Case in point, the reason some people, if they get their flu shot, still get the flu is because that's not the strain that they got. Every single time I've gotten a flu shot, I've gotten the flu. Every single time I have ever in my whole life gotten the flu shot, that year I got the flu. Every time without fail. And it's because they're kind of guessing as to what's going to be the dominant strain. So my point is that why is this virus so conveniently the exception to every single known rule that we have in science reality?
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, this one's got me. I saw this. I actually had someone send me this. I'm not quite sure what to think of it. Let me intro it like this. A lot of people, I think there's a trend for bathroom decor. They'll put like seashells and things like that. Like my mom puts like a little, my mom had like something in her bathroom. So other people put like bowls of seashells and stuff in their bathrooms. Even if you live in the Midwest or Texas, doesn't matter. This Florida man went above and beyond. For $5,000, you can get a Lars Ulrich toilet. It's a sculpture of Lars Ulrich, a Metallica, as a toilet. Dude, he's got drumsticks. I don't know how to describe this. You have to be watching the simulcast of the radio show, I think, to get it. I I'm going to tweet this out, I think. I think I'm actually going to tweet it out. $5,000, though. I mean, I like Metallica. I'm not going to pay $5,000 for a Lars Ulrich toilet. The best way I can describe it is it's a pantless Lars Ulrich, and it has his name on a black shirt in Metallica-style font. It doesn't look like him at all. And it's horribly sculpted. And he's got drumsticks, and the toilet is beige, and you basically have to sit, like, on his lap in a way to use the toilet. It's weird, dude. It's weird. I've seen a lot of things in my day, but I've never seen anything like this. Let's see. I got a couple of other. I can't read this story. Can't read that one. I'm not reading the pickle one because two more of you people sent me that story after I wouldn't read it yesterday. A Florida man was suspended from his high-paying job because he showed a fake vaccine card. And, of course, that was Florida man NFL Antonio Brown. He was suspended. Mike Edwards, John Franklin, Antonio Brown for fake vaccination cards, misrepresenting their vaccination status. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, if it actually triggered immunity and inoculated you and prevented spread, that's one thing, but it doesn't. So we're doing that? Really? Good heavens. Also, I don't know, I got more. A drunk Florida woman was charged with a DUI after she drove into a couple at a Vero Beach parade. There is a Karen haircut to rule all of the Karen haircuts, and it's hers. It is hers. Faux show. Vero Beach, a drunk driver is accused of driving into an elderly couple shortly after a Christmas parade had ended. Another one. 72-year-old Susan Harvey of Vero Beach was arrested. She was charged with DUI. Her blood alcohol was twice the legal limit. And the parade had just wrapped up. The couple was putting chairs into the trunk of their car, and she plowed right into them. A photo from the scene shows crowds of people surrounding the car moments after the crash. The witnesses say they did it to prevent her from driving away. She posted a $500 bond. She's out right now. She could face more severe charges depending on the investigation's outcome. It's like a messed up Karen haircut. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just wild. Just wild. Oh, my gosh. And then I can't read that one either. Hundreds arrested after a bunch of kids were involved in a fight at a trampoline park in Florida. There were no arrests, but a bunch of people brawled. Parents took their kids to a trampoline park, and it turned into a massive brawl where punches were being thrown right and left. And one parent, which I think is the understatement of the year, Sandra Bermudez, says, "Well, this escalated quickly." I think that's my favorite quote from this whole thing. And she said, one other parent goes, "Everybody was having fun." And then this lady said, "Oh my gosh." And I turn around to look and they're all fighting. Sky Zone Trampoline Park. Don't Chuck E. Cheese the trampoline park, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.